Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Melvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is in Memphis, hanging around in Memphis, Tennessee, which is really cool. We love to get great artists to do that. He has released a CD. It's called the Bakersfield New Music Collective, and it's from the Bakersfield New Music Collective. It's called Reimagining Milton Babbitt, a Centennial Celebration for an Exceptional American, works by Milton Babbitt, Jay Smith, and our guest this morning, who, out of the Los Angeles area, started playing saxophones in bands, playing alto when he was 15 years old, and he has expanded to include his music palette, has expanded everything from serious composition to avant-garde jazz to contemporary pop, punk rock. He holds a Master's of Music degree in Jazz Studies from the University of Southern California, where he studied with Bob Shepard, and a Bachelor of Science from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he studied composition. And with a Pulitzer Prize and MacArthur Grant winning composer John Harbison, by the way, he has performed with a who's who, as you want to say, a journeyman saxophone player. He has performed with some of the greatest musicians in the world over the years. Just to mention Lou Rawls, Russell Ferranti, our friend from the Yellow Jackets, John Patitucci from Chick Corea's band, Joe LaBarbera, Barbara Morrison, Carl Saunders, a great flugelhorn player. And he's here on the phone with me right now. And his name is Ray Zepeda. Good morning, Ray.
How are you? How's everyone doing?
It's great to have you, man, in town. I hope everybody's treating you right here.
Oh, it's been a great visit here in Memphis, and the people are just tremendous here.
Right. I understand that they even got you performing, too.
Yes, they got me performing tonight at the Blues City Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Blues City, yeah. Right, yeah. On. Well, you know, that's what happens when you come to Memphis. If you're that good, you got to play there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, well, for one thing, the Bakersfield New Music Collective.
Well, the Bakersfield New Music Collective is kind of an ad hoc collection of, some of the A-list players that happen to reside in Bakersfield. Some of them are natives and some are expats from other places, but for personal reasons, I had an occasion to relocate up to Bakersfield for about 3.5 years in 2010, and I just kind of made lemonade out of lemons and got hooked up in the music community there, and was delighted to find out that, against conventional wisdom and legend, there are quite a few talented artists in the jazz genre up there in Bakersfield, and I got to connect with them, and they took me under their wing and got me hooked up with a lot of great opportunities up there that have been impactful for my career. So I just this is my way of giving back to that community and just trying to bring that cauldron of creative energy to a national stage, so that everyone will know it's not only country music that goes down in Bakersfield.
You're a classical. You started off doing classical music, right?
I started out with classical music, yes. My first instrument at the age of 8 was actually the violin, and then I picked up the saxophone at 9 years old, and I kept them both going for as long as I could, and I eventually dropped the violin and just stuck with the saxophone. It just seemed so much cooler, and it's a kind of an interesting story. I started the saxophone not knowing that my father had played, because he had stopped playing before I was born, so I was pleasantly surprised that they didn't have to rent one for me. They had one in the closet, so to speak. So to this day, I'm still playing his horn.
Oh, wow.
My father's horn.
That's a great story. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. So the Bakersfield Collective, the pieces on the album range from one player, which is a DJ named DJ Raleigh D. and some of them go up to 11 instruments. So it's each piece has a different collection of instrumentalists, ensemble size ranging from 1 to 11.
Yeah. This is, I was telling Mike Carlson, I said, okay, Mike, you're challenging my ears now. This one takes a lot of attention to listen to it. What was it about Milton Babbitt that had it, what was it about Milton Babbitt? Tell us a little bit about him, too.
Yeah, Milton Babbitt is one of the many post-Webern type academic composers that that emerged mostly in the East Coast, but probably the most singular voice among the American composers was Babbitt, who actually taught at Princeton University starting from the late 1930s and continued on for decades and decades, and got on to the faculty at Juilliard, where he taught a number of students ranging from John Corigliano to even Stephen Sondheim, the composer for musicals. And he's just been this monumental figure, not only for his the actual sonic qualities of his music, but also his work in this realm of theory, though he would never consider himself a theorist. He's been the subject of great perseveration for music theorists in the United States. People study his music and turned it inside out and found all the inner workings of his music. And it's really, really, really breathtaking and amazing. And especially somebody like me who has a interest in mathematics, it was really personal for me, and I fell in love with his music in my early adult life, and just continued on with it until I finally found his piece called All Set, which is a 12-tone piece for a jazz ensemble, and with that I decided to compose a piece based on All Set, and I called it I Care If You Listen, which is the second
cut track on the CD. Yeah.
Yeah, and it uses all combinatorial hex chords. It uses a lot of the inner workings of All Set. Mm. So, I modified it to be more jazz friendly,
contemporary sort of
stuff.
But
it still has that All Set underpinning.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are talking with saxophonist Ray Zepeda. He's visiting Memphis for a little while. He decided to give us a talk. And we are talking about this release of his new CD. It's called the Bakersfield New Music Collective, Ray Zepeda, Artistic Director, Reimagining Milton Babbitt, a Centennial Celebration for an Exceptional American. And reimagining means that you are adding things to this. You took some of his music and did you add the electronics, or was that what Babbitt did too? Did he, it's avant-garde. I mean, I think about Ornette Coleman and some of these guys, the trumpet player with the little trumpet. I mean, some of these guys were really into the avant-garde movement. Was he into it to the point of electronics and things, or did you put the electronics into it?
Milton Babbitt was actually a pioneer in electronic music, and his reason for going into electronic music was not to create new sounds. As he says, nothing gets old more quickly than a new sound. But he did it to temporarily realize the complex rhythms that he had in his mind that were not executable by human instrumentalists. So it was really not to replace the symphony orchestra, but to get a new level of exactitude in the rhythmic aspects of his music. And so what I did is I did a couple of things. I used my own electronic music pieces and had the DJ Raleigh D, do kind of a mashup with his electronic pieces. So that's what you'll hear on the first cut. And there was another piece that's not on the CD that we also did that. But we also mixed some of his electronic music with live instruments on the CD.
Yeah, that first cut was the one that got me. Whoa. Sounds like Saturday Night Live Sprockets, you know. Whoa. But yeah. Was his music composed for a symphony, or was he doing jazz music? What was Milton Babbitt? Was his music symphonic music or orchestra music, or was he doing jazz music?
His music, he's primarily a miniaturist, so his music, typically they were shorter pieces and they were for smaller forces like chamber ensembles.
Okay.
He did a few orchestral pieces like Relata 1, which is an orchestral piece, but most of his what he's known for are smaller forces, chamber music and electronic music.
Well, enough about Babbitt, though. What about Ray Zepeda? I've heard your name for a while. So they say that you are like one of the post young bloods. What do they call it? The young lions. One of the post young lions, as it were.
Yeah.
But you've gigged with an awful lot of people who've been in this business for a long time, and I've seen your name on a dozen CDs. Where do you see your music going, your own music, your career, musical career going? You know, people are always talking about it's so difficult to make a life in jazz. Where do you see your musical career going?
Well, this is my second CD. I've been on a lot of others, as you mentioned. My first CD was of a conventional, straight-ahead fare, and this one is an avant-garde thing. And what I plan to do is continue to focus on releasing my own projects and not be too bound to any particular genre.
Well, that's what you've done. You've done that your whole career, haven't you?
Right. So just continuing along that theme, but more focus on documenting it on recordings, and then of course continuing to gig with many different types of ensembles. I really enjoy the variety, and that's kind of the sine qua non to making a living in Los Angeles. You got to play a lot of different kinds of music, but you know, I kind of like this idea of doing a contemporary spin on some of this Babbitt music. You know, I might choose to explore this more, and you know, even get some DJ dance grooves and behind some of this Babbitt music or similar music, and just try to see where this can go. This ragtag group from in the middle of oil and ag country. See where we can take this.
Well, it's a great project, and it's a good idea, and. You know, like I said, so it's difficult for me because I'm not a real fan of avant-garde, as it were. I remember when they're called Don Cherry and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, like you said, there's room for everything for a creative mind. And if you want to appreciate what you already know, then you've got to explore what you're unfamiliar with. And
right.
I think that's what this reimagining of Milton Babbitt CD is about. It really makes you think. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, you know, and this being at the time he was 100, so this he'd be 101 now, I guess. Yeah. But you know, this being a centennial was a good it was good timing to bring this to the attention of the general public. The piece "I Care If You Listen" was actually written many years ago. but I decided to resurrect it for this occasion.
Right on. Well, this is really cool, man. And I appreciate you giving us a call, too, and being here in Memphis. I hope the rest of your visit is cool and the gig, too.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't see any reason why it won't go famously. I've heard some great music in Memphis already, and, you know, I don't expect tonight to be any different. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to returning to Memphis many times in the future.
Right on, right on. Well, the CD, Step by Step, we have it in the studio, and we did play it. We gave it a lot of spins. It's on the wall now, but it's still in the studio.
All right. Yeah, that's good old Joe LaBarbera on there, you know.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, once again, it's Razor Pater. The CD is the Bakerfield New Music Collective, Reimagining Milton Babbitt, a Centennial Celebration for an Exceptional American. And it's available everywhere the records are available. As a matter of CDs are available right now at CD Baby and other all the other places. Razor Pater, Ray, thanks a lot for talking to us, Doc.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.